This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The second biggest public pension fund in the country said today it's going to get rid of the stock it holds in gun companies. The California State Teachers Retirement System, CalSTRS, it's called, is worth somewhere north of $150 billion, all in all. So obviously, only a small fraction of that is in play here. But advocates for stricter gun control say this is an important step, symbolic though it may be. We asked Marketplace's David Gura to explore whether that kind of divestment from countries or companies or entire industries, as in this case, actually works.
CalSTRS moved quickly. It hasn't been a month since the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Harry Keeley is a teacher who heads the fund's investment committee, and he says divestment made sense.
After deep analysis, great study, we believe the right approach was to begin to unwind these positions immediately.
But divestment can take a long time. David Weber teaches at Boston University Law School.
Certain funds I know that divested from tobacco, it took them years.
Fund managers have a duty to protect their members' investments. They have to keep that in mind whenever they buy and sell. But they're often asked to consider something else, the social good. There have been campaigns to divest from fossil fuels, from Israel, from companies that made nuclear weapons. And David Meyer, a political science professor at UC Irvine, says the results have been mixed.
So-called social investing started almost 100 years ago.
With the campaign against alcohol, and it's still on the shelves. In the 1980s, the focus was on South Africa. Teresa Gilarducci teaches economics at the New School. I happened to reach her in Johannesburg, where she's a visiting professor.
The people who are running South Africa now, the elected government, give a lot of credit to the international divestment movement.
Gilarducci says that movement gave black South Africans a big boost when they really needed it. Advocates of more gun control hope that what CalSTRS has done will catch on, and this divestment campaign will do the same. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.